and welcome to episode 13 of MTF's This is Africa. The Filmmakers Podcast for anything and everything film in Africa. Mm-hmm. We're based in Gaborone, Botswana, but we speak on all film news across the continent. I'm Serene Serena, screenwriter and filmmaker.
And I'm Nikita Neo Mokware, trained actress and screenwriter. Today, it's going to be all about Colors of Africa, all right?
So
you all know that we're MTF alumni and we just got a fresh batch of MTF alumni out as well just after
batch
us.
Batch number two, guys.
There was going to be batch number two, though, if you know what I mean. If you know what I mean.
You know what I mean.
So, yes, so we're going to have not one, but two interviews with two of the MTF alumni
I'm so excited.
I'm telling you. And it's just, yeah, we're going to have one or two other stories in between, but I mean, Today's celebration. Today's a celebration. Come in, celebrate with us, please, and thank you.
Yes.
So let's go. Filmmakers getting their works out there. I mean, that's what we love to see. That's what Colors of Africa is all about.
Right. Mm-hmm. So before we jump into obviously the big thing,
I'm telling you,
let's talk about one other big thing that's going on right now.
Hey,
there's a new film festival in town. Well, in Kenya.
It's always Kenya. Kenya's been lit this year, guys. Can we just admit this?
Dude, and it's only May 2021. We haven't even hit
half of the year. So there's this film festival in Kenya.
And it's focusing on my favorite genre, animation.
Okay. Like, you know you gotta continue now, bruh.
Take the wheel, Serena. So it's called Kwetu International Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
KIEF for short. And it kicked off its first year successfully this month.
Oh, it was its first year?
Mm-hmm. It's just baby steps, guys.
Baby steps.
So the aim of the festival is to showcase animated works, obviously.
I mean,
it's an animation. But animated works from all over the world. Uh-huh. This year, 50 animated films were presented. I'm pretty sure the numbers are going to increase,
obviously, in the coming years.
Animation
is always a family favorite. And if you're in the business, you know, family-friendly content, that's the content that will it always sells.
Right.
It always sells. So where there are families, there's animation.
Very
trust
true.
That.
But
trust
let's be honest, that. Let's be honest. Mm. Not all animated projects are kid friendly nowadays.
Anime, is that you?
The genre exactly. The genre has become so diverse that, you know, we have now what you call Adult Swim.
Wait. Isn't that the name of a whole TV channel?
Well, Cartoon Network, to be exact.
Okay.
Actually.
Okay.
So here's the thing. Mm. During the late hours of the night,
mm-hmm.
Cartoon Network basically have these like cartoons, this animation that's really not for kids.
It really isn't for kids. I completely agree.
Yeah. But then I like the fact that they created that little time zone.
They made
for
the space.
Those, exactly.
Yeah.
Kids go to bed at what? 8.
They must.
They gotta go to school.
If they're not, check your child.
Exactly. So it's like it's time for the adults to come and play.
I agree.
And they call it Adult Swim.
Uh-huh.
But nowadays the term is used just to describe adult-rated animation that doesn't even air or is commissioned by Cartoon Network.
Uh-huh.
You know, like your Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty. Family Guy.
Basically that kind of stuff.
Okay. So then, all right. So I've been hearing that term flying around a lot lately. So I just had to confirm.
It's okay.
Thank you.
But we digress.
Okay.
Back to the festival.
Let's do this.
It was screened online and beyond just showing films, it conducted animation film workshops, conferences, masterclasses. You know, that's what festivals do nowadays.
That's what they do. It's just more than just watching. Yeah.
You know, and one of the jury members, Edima Otukon, stressed how animation resonates in people's lives in so many ways by telling stories of pride, of greed, of corruption, and also making, you know, reference to African social systems, your proverbs, your tales, wisdom. You know, that provides solutions to issues that surround power and corruption.
I mean, and I know she also mentioned, Khore, we need to constantly remind our youth that we are a culture, you know, that's defined by respect, dignity, strength, collaboration, unity, truth. You know, a renewed vision of Africa needs to be captured and entrenched through the stories we tell. That's how animation comes in. That's
so
the power
true.
Of storytelling. And storytelling has always been such a huge part of a lot of African cultures.
Mm.
It makes sense that it continues to have that kind of power.
And in Botswana, not just Botswana, actually, the Bantu speakers,
yes,
we have that one word that encapsulates all of that.
Mm.
Boto.
Boto. botho. Hey.
And that's what our youth needs to learn. Mm. That's what we need to keep giving
including
our generations.
Including me. Don't worry, guys. We're including ourselves in this narrative. We need to learn that.
Yes. But the organizers said that in future editions, the festival will become a place of intercultural exchange as well as be a platform for the critical animated cinematic exploration of social and development issues.
I mean, as well as discover and develop new animation talents in East Africa, the globe, accompany them on their path into the spotlight, you know, support their careers, their visions, their projects, their dreams, their works. All-around support.
Speaking of spotlights, there are 10 awards that were up for grabs this year. And those include, I mean, I can't say them all.
I mean.
But they include Best Script, Best Sound, Best East African Film, and Best Film Made in Africa.
Ooh, I love the emphasis on African content. You know that's my thing. That's promotion and motivation done right.
I mean, we're always talking about how the world wants to see more African content.
Please.
This is one of the ways to do it.
Preach it, girl. Preach it.
Okay, back to the actual thing.
I got it. Let's do it. So, I mean, the world is still recovering and learning how to deal with the COVID-19 pandemic, you know, with its restrictions.
It was such a huge blow.
I'm telling you. And a lot of organizations had to adapt to the new normal. And this included the Multi-Choice Talent Factory class of 2021, you know. So we decided, let's talk to them. I mean, Colors of Africa is coming through. And despite these restrictions, they were able to give us 16 wonderful short films.
Right?
Amazing. Here to talk more about their experiences, we've got two alumni, but we're going to talk to one first, and that's Prissy Marielle. And she's all the way from Tanzania. So, hi, Prissy.
Hey, Prissy.
Hi, Serena. How are you?
Great. Thanks so much for coming today. Can you please just give us a little introduction about yourself?
Yeah, tell us who we're talking to.
My name is Priscilla Calvin Marielle. I am 21 years old. I am Tanzanian. And I am based mostly on cinematography and directing in the film industry.
Ooh.
Nice.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And so then, what made you decide that filmmaking is your calling? You know, like, it's not an easy job to choose.
Not at all.
Yes, it's not at all. So, what made me decide that filmmaking is my calling? I literally I'm a very curious person, and I'm a very artistic person nature. So just I grew up with this curiosity that I want to learn more about everything in my surroundings. So when I even see a remote around, I want to open it up and see what's inside and just figure out how things are run or how things actually go. I built an interest in filmmaking mostly when I was watching films from a very young age. And I literally didn't know that there was this whole world in filmmaking. Like, I felt like it was just a fantasy world, an imaginary world that was there to just give us hope or something like that and entertain us. But as I grew up with this curiosity, I came to learn that there's this whole beautiful world that has a lot of things to learn and a lot of things to do. Mm. And the fact that I'm a very artistic person, I'm an artist, I'm a pencil artist and also a painter.
Oh, wow.
I really love giving out my imagination into this reality world of ours. So filmmaking is one of the ways that it's very possible to make all my imagination into reality in very many different ways.
So true.
So yes, that is how I decided.
Oh, that is beautiful. I love the fact that you're a curious person.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be in this industry. You have to be willing
true.
To, you know, explore so many different realms and, you know, that is beautiful.
You have to take the chances. Yeah.
So let's talk about your experience in MTF. First
Thank
of
you
all,
very much.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your experience in MTF. I mean, first of all, congratulations. You have made it to the alumni circle.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
We're so excited to have you in the industry.
Welcome to the alumni crew.
Yes.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be in this industry.
Hey.
So let's talk about your experience in MTF. I mean, COVID obviously didn't make it easy.
I'm telling
you. But here we are. You pulled through. How was that?
it was tough. Let's start with that. The fact that the filmmaking industry is very, very diverse and it's very, very practical. It's and the field of work that I chose on directing and cinematography, it's something that I need to go out into the field and shoot something, direct something, see something, and like calculate what's the depth of field, see it in my vision, and picture it, and actually have it. I have to be there.
Oh, I love the passion.
But this was not possible in COVID, and it being not possible, we did find alternative ways to do it. We had our parents to hold off on the camera and be the boom swinger and some very like it was a very funny experience to have. Maybe I had my very young he's 3 years old now, and he was on the camera, holding the camera. He was always tweaking and doing this
and
that.
You got a future DOP in your hands. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm telling you,
indeed.
That's all I
hear. But it was an experience that a lot of us got to sit down and learn more, because we spent more time to learn teamwork, because of course we couldn't do all these things alone in our rooms. So we as the MTF society learned a lot of teamwork, because we would sit down together and work together on the via Zoom meetings, via Zoom classes. It was a very diverse, we had very diverse classes, because we had lecturers from everywhere around the world who were very easily accessible because of the internet, of course.
So
we learned a lot, we figured out a lot, and most of all, teamwork made it happen.
Praise to the internet, first of all.
And about all of this teamwork, like all of this teamwork has now led to Colors of Africa, you know, this whole series that's going to be coming to Showmax, where it's basically 10-minute short films, all done by the MTF alumni this year, by the way, and it's going to be launching on, you know, DSTV's Showmax. I mean, that's quite the feat. So we just want to know, like, which of the films did you work on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the one of the 10 films that I worked on was a film called Johari.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
what does that mean?
It was basically based in Tanzania, shot in Tanzania, and a Tanzanian story.
What does the title mean?
Johari means gym. It means something very, very, I'd say very, very valuable. So when we named, so Johari is like a gym, something very, very valuable to our society.
I see, like a precious jewel almost.
Yes.
So tell us about it. Give us
what's
a young synopsis. No spoilers. Just, you know.
The shortest of log lines.
A little taste. A little, you know.
Yes. So Johari is about a young, authentic, and a passionate dancer, female, in our society. And it shows the contrast between traditional dancers and modern dancers.
Mm-hmm.
So, she's kind of battling between tradition and modernity, and we kind of like show it that it's all possible to hold on to tradition and be a modern person at the same time.
I hear that.
There's always traditional and modern clashes that we have to deal with. I feel like every generation goes through that. I mean, we like to feel like it's just us.
But I think
every new generation, Z, right?
Every new generation goes through it.
Exactly.
Indeed.
Yeah. So that's really nice. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yes, please.
Thank you very much. You will enjoy it. I did.
Yes, we know we will. We know we will.
So besides Johari, you've graduated from MTF. You are a filmmaker.
Mm.
It's official.
It's official.
Yeah. If it's never been, it is
it
now.
It is now. Yeah.
So are there any projects that you're currently working on? You know, what can we be looking forward to from Priscilla?
Mm-hmm.
From Priscilla, you're looking forward to a lot of coming-of-age stories, because I am in this kind of age group where in Africa, I have not really found the specific content to watch at my specific like age group. I am 21, but I know that there are literally a lot of teenagers out there who really want to switch onto the television and watch something that they could relate to as teenagers in Africa.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit of scarce in this country.
Mm.
So these are the projects I'm working on. I pitched a certain film last week, and luckily I got an executive producer on board.
Hey.
So I will be directing a debut film in a year or two.
Ooh,
about just a coming of age story.
Mm.
Congratulations. I mean, I love to see that you're always working, you're always busy. That's what we're supposed to do.
Indeed.
So then how and where can we connect with you? Since, I mean, we're going to want to keep up with all these new projects you got going on.
You got yourself 2 new followers.
You know, so, you know, drop them social media handles. Like, where on social media can we follow you?
Thank you very much.
We're welcome. So where on social media can we follow you?
My name is on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I go by the name Prissy Mareale.
Whoa.
Can I spell it out?
Yes, please.
PRIDSSYMAREALE.
Got that written down.
We got it.
Okay. So that is, thank you. That on you can get me there, and also you can get my art page through that main profile of mine.
Oh, yeah, gonna
you can
an
get
artist.
Me also on LinkedIn with the same name. And also on Facebook.
Awesome. Prissy, it's been such a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you so much
for joining
us.
Thank you very much.
It's so exciting.
Such a nice pleasure.
Yeah, and it's so exciting.
Hear from you and...
Yes. I'm just trying to make sure you're done also on your side. We keep bumping into each other. No, but I was just wanting to say congratulations on your incredible achievements with MTF.
Congratulations.
It's so wonderful to hear
such passion
coming from the next alumni.
Mm.
I'm so excited to see what the future holds for you.
You got so much energy, and I just want to see it happen.
You've
got so much spark, and that's what the industry needs right now.
We need it. We need all of it.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Alrighty, enjoy the rest of your experience.
Yes, please. And we can't wait to see your short film.
Thank you very much, Sarila.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh my gosh, I really can't wait to check out Colors of Africa.
Hey.
I'm excited. It's going to be on Showmax this month, May, as well as local Mnet channels all over Africa, including Mnet Movies Afro Cinema pop-up channel available to all DSTV subscribers across the continent from the 21st of May till the 30th of May. 9 whole days, guys. And that's DSTV channel 198.
I'm so happy that they all managed to pull through. I mean, were it not for COVID, they would have released, you know, like 6 feature films, 2 each from 3 campuses in Africa, like we did.
Yeah, no, like we did.
but you
guys,
know,
16 short films are still a thing.
Yeah, we can't nap on that flex. Like, at the end of the day, they beat us with numbers, bro.
You know what I mean?
This is definitely going down in the history books.
No, it is. It is. I mean, despite COVID, they really pulled through.
Yeah.
And I mean, there are a few silver linings to look at. Well, at least silver linings that MTF students got this whole COVID thing.
Like what? That they got to do more movies than we did?
Well, there's that. Also, let's talk about the partnership that MTF has with the New York Film Academy.
Yes. I mean, the students graduated with not only an MTF qualification, but they also got an accreditation.
Yes.
From NYFA as well. You see how I was a bit scared of that word? Yeah.
Yeah, because we didn't get an accreditation. But it's okay.
It's just really nice to see. Like, as much as we're, you know, chiding them, but it's nice when you're the first and you see something grow.
Mm, true.
It's nice to see that, we started from the bottom. Now they're here, yeah. And we hope that they'll go through the same thing too when the next alumni come and they're like, we got MTF and New York and something else as well. And they're going to be like, but what about us? That's what you want. That's growth. And that's what we need to see in the industry.
Yeah, no, but the original 12-month course was it had to be extended.
Due to
COVID pandemic stuff. I mean, like, obviously they weren't able to go through exactly what the course was.
Yeah.
So it extended to 18 months due to the pandemic, which allowed students to complete an intensive 3-week online NYFA course on the production of micro documentaries, public service announcements, and music videos.
Exactly. And they also worked with the United Nations on the global campaign #PledgeToPause.
Talk about global exposure and networking.
I hope they've kept those connections from NYFA and UN. I mean, they're going to come in handy in their journey in this industry.
I mean, it's all about connections. Skills come first, obviously. You got to know what you're doing. Mm. But what good are your skills if the right people don't see them?
Sad. But true.
We do not want to be starving artists.
We don't want to be that, guys. Mm-hmm. And speaking of artists, let's move on to our next and final alumni to be interviewed. Julie Akko from Nigeria.
Whoop, whoop.
Hi.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, ladies. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Oh, my gosh. Can I please tell the people our backstory? So I got the... this interview is now about me. I got the the Nigerian writing internship last year when I was with MTF, and I was able to go.
2019,
yeah.
We were all locked in.
I completely forgot. Yo, guys, 2020 is just, it's such a blur to me.
It's okay.
But yeah, 2019, I was able to go to Nigeria. I met this wonderful person called Julie, and
this
now I'm her biggest
in
fan.
Nigeria.
Ah. I love her so much, Julie. But yes, I already know Julie. But Julie, please introduce yourself. Let the people know who is Julie Akko.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you, Serena. Thank you, Nikita. This is Julie Onoshiokwe Akko.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I'm a writer and a film director. I currently live in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
We met in 2019 during Nikita's internship, and since then we've had great ideas birthed because of our mission as, you know, telling fresh, human and authentically known stories for the new generation of African cinema and television. That's something that I have always been passionate about.
Okay,
it's been work since then, and that's pretty much what I do in my scene, film directing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's know, Julie, what made you decide that filmmaking is your thing? Mm. Filmmaking is your calling.
Mm.
Yeah. So deciding that filmmaking is my calling, you know, it wasn't something that happened overnight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Many people generally know me as a writer. However, the year I was admitted into university, I was waiting admission into the university. You know, I was working on a particular story, and I stumbled on the idea that just kept poking at me as a film. It was more to me as a motion picture than it was as just a random story to write on a book.
Mm-hmm.
So then I started asking questions, how can I translate these ideas into a movie? And then I was told about that's when I first came in contact with the word screenwriting.
Mm-hmm.
So I started learning. I started, working, trying to get knowledge from all, everywhere I can, Google, YouTube, whatever I could lay my hands on, at that point I was just writing on notebooks, creating plot points on notebooks, dialogue on notebooks, and it was so much fun. And I sold my first screenplay in my 200 level. And that just kind of planted the seed in me to continue doing film. But it wasn't until my final year in the university in 2015 that I think luck, but then I had a chance to work on a film set with a director called Sandio Ikwari, a Nigerian director. And he was in my school that day looking for proteges, who he wanted to work with. And somehow I was selected, I don't know how or why. And I shared a room with another amazing director called Emai Edosio. So during that production, she kept, commenting on my passion and even suggested that I could make a good film editor because I had this attention to detail, and I could spend hours on the computer without getting tired.
Oh,
and
wow.
So, but immediately after that production set, I knew that this was home. Like, I knew that this is how I want to be spending the rest of my work hours, because exactly. I just thoroughly enjoyed it. And the outcome was very beautiful. So, yeah, that's how I started.
Yeah, I love it when it's a journey, you know, like a lot of people can say that, oh no, they woke up and they knew it's film.
I woke up like this.
I woke up like this, you know, I'm going to do film. And it's nice when you can see that it's a journey for someone, and to show that you can exchange, like not exchange, but you can transcend borders when it comes to creativity.
Yeah.
You started off as a writer. And you moved to being a screenwriter, and now you're a bona fide filmmaker, you know? Like, there's no borders when it comes to creativity. So then, girl, tell us. So, speaking of the fact that you are now a filmmaker, tell us about your experience in MTF. I mean, COVID wasn't easy. It didn't make things easy.
Not at all.
It wasn't an easy thing to go through, but you pulled through. You did it. You did it.
Now you're an alumni. Congrats.
Hey.
Yeah,
so tell us about that. Like, how was your experience as a whole there?
Yeah, I would say the Multi-Choice Talent Factory, you know, it was a great place to incubate my dreams. And it just was very fertile. So I was able to learn important skills for my career. I guess that it also created this opportunity to meet collaborators, business partners, solidified some very life-changing relationships for me. So it was a way beyond learning film. It was actually finding myself, finding who I wanted to, what I wanted to contribute to the film industry as a person and as a collaborator.
Yeah.
So, you know, during the start of the program, I know that I was so deliberate about what I wanted to get out of the academy. So when I started, I was off social media for about 6 months, even WhatsApp. I wanted to just concentrate and focus on what I wanted to get.
If it wasn't
for the pandemic, I would probably have stayed off WhatsApp for the period of the entire academy. But when the pandemic struck and we had to go home and all that, I said that, you know, we transitioned into online learnings, we transitioned into other means of collaboration. So I learned how to work, even despite the distance, I learned how to work with people from different parts of the world, you know. And at the end, we graduated with certifications from an Atlantic University, New York Film Academy, Henley Business School, CBS Reality, you know, the certification is so rich. I don't think you would have gotten that from anywhere else. And the exposure to the inner workings of studio, of live broadcasting, of production, they really exposed us to not just writers, to not just being a filmmaker, but to actually be creative entrepreneurs, to actually be solution makers. And that's like the best part. That's the best part of the experience.
Yeah.
You know, winning the award for the Nahilet Award for Outstanding Talent in Screenwriting. I mean, that's an added thing.
Won the award. Yes, please.
Thank you.
Yes, please.
It's an added thing, but what that just showed me was that it's limitless what I can achieve where I am right now. I've been given the platform to spring and it's not just about my primary position as a Nigerian filmmaker, but how much more impact I have across the world.
Yeah.
So yeah.
No, do the things, bruh. Do the things. It's all about bringing something you're proud of, bringing something of, like, something meaningful
something
at the
of
end
value.
Of the day.
Yeah.
And value isn't always, you know,
monetary.
Weight. Yeah, and it's not
always
due.
Yeah, I know what you want to say.
I'll never say it, but she knows what I want to say, you know. And what I want to say is, but yes, what I'm basically saying is I completely agree with you. Yeah, it's all about making an impact and doing what you love while doing that.
You cannot measure it by scale. That's what we want to say.
Apparently, that is exactly what I wanted to say.
But you've accomplished so much so far through MTF.
Mm.
And it's so beautiful to see how far you've come.
Hey.
Now let's talk about Colors of Africa. From what we've heard, it's a series with a 10-minute short films that will be launching very, very soon on DSTV's Showmax.
Hey.
So first of all, we'd like to know, which of the short films did you work on?
Because I know you worked on one.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Obvious.
So I worked on Bride on Tango. Ooh. You know, I scripted and also directed the movie.
Wow.
But with a very, very agile team of why did you guys sound like that?
It's so good.
It's not me, it's all Nikita.
I thought you just wrote it. She didn't tell me you directed. Look at you go. Look at you go.
Yeah. So and that was like me taking the big leap as well. Like MTF, you know, taking a chance on me and saying you can do this. And doing that just gave me more confidence about how much more I can do. So yeah, the story is really, it's a very beautiful African story around the young bride who, you know, due to some uncanny cultural events, she commits a taboo and then she has to prove to certain people that she is what she claims to be. So, you know, the story resonates with me in a lot of ways, and some things that I would like to question as a person, you know, cultures that we strongly hold on to and how people from different perspectives can view it differently, you know. Yeah. So that was an opportunity to explore such a subject matter.
No, that sounds so good. It definitely sounds like something you write. No, definitely. And we cannot wait to watch it. We cannot wait to see it. Are there any other projects you're working on? Like, we already have the short film, Shapke, we know.
Mm-hmm.
What other projects can we look forward to from you?
Yeah, definitely working on a couple of different projects that are different levels of production. But particularly, I'm working towards producing and directing a feature film very soon. Yeah, it will be announced soon. And, you know, but primarily, I'm just all about building Albancho, the company, and we're trying to continue to build capacity. We want to be the go-to place for development of African stories, you know, for both independent and large-scale film production companies. And so we want to have a lot of track records or credibility. So it's in the little things, it's in the first few steps that we are making now. So whatever I'm doing is like deliberately trying to build that community and push it forward.
So it's all about building that portfolio for the company.
Exactly.
I get you. I get you. And I'm so excited about it.
There's so much that you're doing, Julie, Judy, and I need to keep up with you.
Yes.
We all want to keep up with you.
Yes.
How can we keep up with you?
Tell us, Serena. Okay. Yeah. I mean, first off, I definitely will plug in that you can check out our website, albancho.org. I mean, it's a simple word, but it's not as simple as it sounds.
You never heard it before, but okay.
Spell it real quick.
It's albancho.org. It's a Nigerian and Setswana word.
Thank
I'm so proud
you.
Of that
say
word.
That. Yes, it is. At the end, and I'm like, is that Nigerian? Okay.
No, that's
she don't know what we know, Judy. It's all good. It's all fine.
Yeah, so you can connect with us on that website, or you follow us at Albancho, or my personal Twitter and IG. I'm very active on Twitter at _ Julie Bravo. So
Julie
that's
Bravo.
That's how you reach me.
All right. Julie, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure having you here.
Yes.
We love talking to you.
You can hear how much fun I just had.
Same way. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
thank you so much for letting us have you. It's so wonderful to hear you making so many strides already. I mean, there's so much ahead of you. There's so much to look forward to. And we cannot wait to, like, I mean, work with you, work for you, see you work, all
support
the work.
Support you.
Support you. I like it. Yeah. We're ready. We're ready. You know, let's do the things. I'm just so happy.
Thank you. So excited
for the short film, Colors of Africa. Yep. Let's do it.
All right. Bye. Thank you so much, Serena and Nikita.
Thanks, Julie. Bye.
She won the award. She's doing this thing. She got the short film in Colors of Africa. You know, that's what, and the company she's created, it's through a collaboration.
Collaborations are important. We keep stressing this, and I'm going to stress it
collaborations, bruh. And speaking of collaborations, South African actress Connie Temweka Gabisile Chiume. Yo, guys.
Let's call her Connie for now.
Connie. Beautiful names, but I'm so scared, so I'm going to call her Connie. She's arrived in Tanzania on a working visit on the invitation of Tanzania Film Board in collaboration with the Refocus Africa Institute.
She's an actress, right?
Yes, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant actress.
And she starred in, you know, the films Black Panther.
Yes.
Also, several others, including Black is King and Blesses.
It's a comedy. It was really funny.
She's also featured in series like Zone 14 and Rhythm City.
Yeah, that's where I first, I think it was the first time watching her, but then she just kept coming up again and again and again. And she was such a part of my childhood. I only recently, like, learned about her because of Black Panther. But she was always that staple.
Yeah.
You know, she was always that person that you saw in a lot of these dramas. And she was just so good.
Yeah, and
so
I remember seeing her in shows growing up as well. You know, and now she works in the United States.
Yeah.
And she was welcomed by the acting director of Tanzania Film Board's Development Department, Emmanuel Ndumukwa, and other film stakeholders in Dar es Salaam when she arrived.
Yeah, she's so good, you know, and she's done so much for the industry with her talent. So I'm not surprised other countries want her too. They must grab, yeah.
Collaboration.
Collaboration.
And speaking at the star's arrival at Julius Nyerere International Airport, Ndumukwa said it was a happy occasion as Connie will help to sharpen Bongo Movie's actors and actresses.
She really will. I mean, veteran domestic actress Sabrina Njata, she advised her fellow members of the entertainment industry to show up for the training, you know, to actually learn from this woman who's like a genuine jewel. In her industry. Like, she's amazing.
Even the Refocus Africa Institute chairman, Edi Kipingu, he advised Bongo Movie stakeholders to attend the training to be held because she's an experienced actress. She's an international teacher. Yeah. And she's amazing when it comes to acting.
Look at all the truths being spoken. Yes, exactly.
You know, and he also went on to say that she has a great deal of respect in the United States through acting and has been awarded several international awards. So it's good for stakeholders to come forward to receive the training, which will be accompanied by certificates for graduates.
Thank you.
Those skills that we keep talking about, they don't just come out of nowhere. You need to train.
She's a true veteran of the arts and she's built her reputation from the ground up. You know, it's not like she's just coming in already on a high. Like, she started from the bottom. She works her way up. And she has a lot to teach. She has a lot to share.
No, she deserves all the flowers being given to her right
honestly,
now.
Honestly. She deserves it. No, honestly. When I saw her in Black Panther, I thought, yes, they made a good choice of that one. You know, her role was small, but I felt it. Like, I felt her presence through the screen. And I was just like, guys, if there's a Black Panther 2, she needs to be there.
I don't know what
she'll do, but she's got to be there. She's got
to
be there.
She has to be. She has to be. Like, oh my gosh. And once again, we've reached the end of our episode and the end of the season.
I'm going to cry.
Please don't. Because if you cry, I cry.
I'm going to do it. No, please. This is the end. Okay, I'm lying. Okay, this isn't the end. You know, it can also be a beginning, right?
I mean, of course.
Yeah. No, definitely. Yes.
It's not goodbye.
You know?
It's till we meet again.
Thank you. This is just season one. And I mean, if we get enough of you guys to listen through the season, if we get enough fans, enough audiences, I mean, season two is obviously going to follow. So
obviously.
Fingers crossed, guys. Right. Get it out there. We enjoy telling you guys all of the stuff happening in Africa and we would love to continue. We'd absolutely love to continue. So it's like forever etched in digital history. the end of the day.
It really is. It really is.
Where there's Wi-Fi connection, there's TIA.
Little Miss Poems.
I
but
try,
you know, the nice thing is, like you're saying, we will always revisit all 13 episodes on the MultiChoice Talent Factory portal.
Yes.
Always there.
They're always there.
Not going anywhere.
And we just want to see a season two there as well. That's all we want. But this has been amazing.
It's been incredible.
I'm very happy that there's at least a first and that it's here and that it's showing that Africa has talent. Africa has things going on.
So much to offer.
So much to offer, and we're so excited by it. We hope that you guys are too.
Because I am. This is definitely the first of many.
Please.
For Shizzy.
Please, 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 please.
Special thanks to our content contributors, Muchema Sinkala, Amber Idonjesit, and Aaron J. Tamale for sourcing the news of this season's podcast.
Before we go, show some love for your all-time favorite podcast by following MultiChoice Talent Factory on Insta, Twitter, and Facebook to keep up with us and everything related to us. You want a season two?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the entire first season. Invite your friends and family to join in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just might come back with news from where? Botswana?
Nigeria?
Malawi?
Uganda?
You just have to wait and see.
Don't you mean wait and listen?
Good one, good one. Her one and only joke for the season, guys.
Yes,
I'm Nikki Nail.
And this is Serene Serena signing out.
Salang Sintle.